The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's certainly nice to have you with us this morning as we start another week of broadcasting together. God has spoken to us in His Son. As John said, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And as Paul said, He is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature. Then he said, For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, the fullness of deity was embodied in Jesus Christ as he walked upon this earth. He was the essence of God. When we saw Jesus, we saw God. We find all the perfect character and attributes of God in Jesus. He was sinless. One time in John 14, Jesus was talking to his disciples about God the Father, and Philip asked him to show them the Father. That's when the Lord replied there in John 14, verse 9, with this question, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, Peter made that great confession in Matthew 16, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Thomas, however, was the first one to actually call Jesus God outright. Thomas had missed out on the resurrection appearance of Jesus on that first Lord's Day. Then a week later, he said that he must see the nail prints and put his hand into the side. But when Jesus appeared in their midst, Thomas didn't think this was necessary. And there, with unrestrained emotion, in John chapter 20, he cried out, My Lord and my God. Yes, Jesus is the Lord. He is the Jehovah of the Old Testament scriptures. One time Jesus said to the Jews of his day in John chapter 8, beginning with verse 56, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. They got the message. Yes, hardened and unbelieving as they were, they still got the message, and they took up stones to cast at him. They well knew that this expression, I am, had reference to God. Before Abraham was, I am. And in Exodus 3:14, God had spoken to Moses and said, I am that I am. Jesus claimed to be God, and as deity, Jesus forgave sins, and he accepted worship, which no man is allowed to do. On the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, the Apostle Peter quotes a psalm which the Jews regarded as referring to the Messiah. We read there where he says, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. This is a quotation from Psalm 110, verse 1. Then he went on to say in Acts 2:36, Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Yes, the Lord said unto my Lord, and now Jesus is declared to be Lord and Christ. One time Jesus baffled and silenced the Pharisees with this scripture, Psalms 110, verse 1, in Matthew 22, verses 41 through 46. They had tried to trip Jesus with their loaded questions, so Jesus had a question of his own for them. He asked there, he says, What think you of David? Whose son is he? And they replied that he would be the son of David. Then Jesus quoted Psalms 111, or 110, verse 1, rather, to them, and he said, If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? They couldn't get a hold of what the Lord meant. Why would David call him Lord? They shut up. But Jesus was God and man at the same time. The Jehovah of the Old Testament took the form of man and walked upon this earth and to be our Savior. What wonderful truth. We're truly thankful that God has spoken to us in his Son. And with Paul, we say in 1 Timothy 3:16, Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Praise be to God. God is real. Thank you for listening today.